Hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight, pay attention, take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And outside the studio, a little bit farther south of us in the beautiful city of Peace, La Paz, Baja California, sir, is Mike the Grizz.
How you doing, John?
Well, it's looking pretty good. We've had a lot of interesting stuff going on, and we're going to be traveling around. We're going to be talking to one of our local fishing guides that just got back from a bass lake down in Mazatlan. I'm sure you want to talk to Jason about that.
Oh, yeah. I really like it. He must have went to El Salto.
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, I love fishing there.
Yeah, we're gonna find out, and I'm sure you guys will have a lot to talk about. And then, of course, we've got we're gonna be traveling around to Florida and different parts of Baja, and who knows where we're gonna go? Where sometimes when we start off this show, we don't really know ourselves.
Yeah, that's a great thing about this show, you know. Like I say, you just shut your eyes and imagine, and clip and snap your ruby slippers together like. Dorothy, remember the Wizard of Oz? Click, click. I want to see a Sandy Am. I want to see, but we want to go fishing.
There you go. Well, and not only do you want to go, you get even more opportunity than I do.
Yes, and I want to talk to you about it, John. I mean, I've had the last 3 days of butt kicking fishing. Now, I mean, the pargos, these big mullet snappers are in, and I mean. It looks like the Red Sea.
Okay.
I mean, it's all red, the top of the ocean of these guys. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And we're catching them 25, 35, 40-pound fish. I mean, it's awesome what's happening right now.
They really pull hard.
Yes, they do, and you got to keep on them because, you know, there's a trick to it. Hook them up and then get that boat going as fast as you can to use the boat and yourself to pull them out of the rocks.
Uh-huh.
Because they go right to the rocks and they just break you off in a heartbeat.
You don't use much drag on those, do you?
No, you don't. You want to put everything you got on them.
Okay. Well, Grizz, we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with you and see where that takes us. So you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan and Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border that's going to be right back with us. So we'll talk to you in a sec.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first 5-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy 2 signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy 5-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Can't get the fish in the line and in the water. Oh, yeah! Can't get the fish in the line and in the water. Well, if you're right, don't you? You ain't got a chance. Make that old bigger than this. Can't get the fish in the line and in the water.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. Outside of the studio in the City of Peace, La Paz, Baja California, sir, we have Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border. Grizz, hey, good to have you back.
It's always great to be with you, John. I just love it because it's so exciting. I wait every day of the week to have Friday come so we can just travel around and shoot the you-know-what with everybody.
Yeah, well, I know you'd rather be out there fishing than talking about fishing, but I appreciate that.
Well, I could have went today, but I'm here with you.
Thanks, Mike. You know, we've got somebody that I think you're going to have a little bit of interest in. We've got a fishing guide that specializes in fly fishing in lakes, rivers. He's also a bass fisherman, Jason Grump. And we're going to bring him in to let him talk to us a little bit. And I think we'll start off a little bit about maybe some tips for fishing this time of the year in the rivers and streams. And then we want to move real quick and take him back down to Mexico. Jason?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having
me. How are you doing, Jason?
Jason, this is kind of an interesting time of the year. It's still definitely wintertime in most parts of the United States, but there's still a lot of opportunities. Could you have some tips on people that are getting ready for the season for the lakes and streams?
Sure, yeah. It is an interesting time of year, and it can also challenge me as a guide quite a bit. So we're just starting to figure out, what these fish are starting to do coming up in the spring. We're starting to see the light on the good fishing. And I'm starting to see some fish shallow. I'm still catching fish in some of the deep water. So we're using a real wide variety of techniques. And you can't limit yourself to, the techniques that have been working all winter, because everything starts to change. And so this is when I really start to play with lots of different techniques. I'm fishing shallow. I'm fishing deep. I'm kind of doing everything, which can be fun and really improve your own angling just by giving yourself a variety of different lures each day. Mm-hmm. And I have to start to compare it from different things from last season, too. You had your hot spots from last season that might not work so far this season. So you really have to play with a lot of different things and just open up that tackle box.
Yeah, there you go. All that stuff that you paid that money for, might as well put it to use. Jason, you just got back from a trip a little bit farther south down in a favorite place where Mike the Grizz is probably familiar with. Do you want to talk about that?
This place that I go to, I've been going to Lake El Salto for 10 years now, and I do 1 to 2 trips a year down to this lake. And it's about 2 hours inland from Mazatlan. And if you're a bass fisher, you got to go to this. I call it special. And
Jason, I've been there. I go there at least 3 times a year. And I love to throw a fly there. I set the record there. I've got a bass 19 3/4 pound on a mouse, deer hair mouse I caught there about four and a half years ago. And what I like to do is I like to get out there early in the morning, throw some popper stuff on, mice or throw frogs on my fly rod, and then when the sun comes up, then I go fish conventional. But you're right. It's a special place. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, this last trip we fished for 3.5 days. I caught 150 fish.
My Lord.
Yeah, top water, subsurface, whatever. And one of the neat opportunities this season on this last trip, I just got back last week, for about mid-afternoon, we were finding these wolf packs of bass. We're talking probably 100 fish in these packs that are just destroying the schools of shad. And we'd search the lake looking for splashes on top of the water, and these were huge bass packing gizzard shad. And I was using a same tip fly line with a little shad pattern, cast it right down into the middle of the school and just hold on. And my reel just would just start screaming. And we're talking 6, 7, 8, 9 pound bass. And just hookup after hookup. Every cast, the guy would pull off an 8 pounder, I'd cast back out and land a 9 pounder. And you talk about action, it's just nonstop.
It's awesome. The people who want to catch giant bass, that's a place to go in the whole world. One day, imagine, I caught 4 bass over 10 pounds on a fly rod. What more in life could you want than that?
Yeah, people don't believe you what you catch, but that lake is doing it differently. It's so conducive for Florida strain largemouth bass. That's the type of bass that are in there. And the food sources for these fish in that lake are very strong, and that's why this lake has become so unbelievable for fishing. There's gizzard shad, there's tilapia, there's lagostino, and all of those food sources are thriving. They commercially fish the lake for tilapia, and so the population of tilapia thrives, the population of shad thrives. and therefore he can grow huge bass. And I don't know of a lake that can beat it.
Give me just a little bit of a geographical idea of where that is and how big it is and what the area around it's like.
We fly into Mazatlan and then drive 2 hours typically northeast, and it's based at the bottom of the Sierra Madre mountain range. So it's inland from Mazatlan a couple hours. And the lake is huge. It's 24,000-acre lake. And depending on the water level, of course. And last week when I was down there, the lake was almost full. It was down about 10, 12 feet. And they had a good rainy season this year. And it does fluctuate quite a bit because they use it for farming and whatnot. But the lake is enormous. And all these just inlets everywhere. And we'll run a half hour in the morning to get out to the spot that the guide wants to go to. And I've fished the lake, you know, 15 times, and a lot of times I don't have a clue where we are on that lake. Thank God for the guys, but because they know it like the back of their hand. But we're going in and out of coves, fishing old schoolhouses that are submerged.
Have you fished the cemeteries yet?
Yeah, that's a treat. You've never cast on a gravestone.
Yeah, I did that. You know, I kind of got a little wheezy feeling about that. I was afraid one of those zombies would come up and eat my lure or something.
Yeah, there is a cemetery on the lake.
Have you ever fished it when the water's down and all the crosses in the cemetery are sticking out?
It's a little bizarre, but I have pictures holding an 8-pounder up next to a gravestone. But anyways, it's an amazing place, and I host trips, so I put groups together. So if there's anybody interested in putting a group together, just contact me. I'll put it together, get you going to the right lodge. There's a few lodges on the lake, and a couple of them definitely do it better than the others, keeping you safe, good food, the whole deal. So if anybody's interested on that, it's always
That sounds very exotic. Just in round numbers, what would it take to cost-wise to spend a week down there?
You know, all said and done with the lodge that I use, it's about $2,100. You're just under $3,000 all in. We're talking airfare, tipping, the price of the lodge, alcohol, food, just under $3,000. A couple of the other lodges do it a little cheaper, but you don't get as good of an experience. So, yeah, about between $2,500 and $3,000.
Well, the problem is, if I went down there, then what do you do? It's kind of tough to go to a lake someplace else and enjoy it.
You do get spoiled. That's why I go back every year, but a lot of people do.
Well, even though, you know, El Salto to me, you know, I love Mazatlan. And the thing about it is you can go to Mazatlan, you can stay there, then you go out and do some bill fishing, then run up the road, which is 80 kilometers is where I fish there in Cosala, fish bass for 2 days, then come back, and then head to another direction and go to Agua Milpa and fish bass down there in Nagarit. It's just wonderful that all of that part of the country is just ate up with big fish.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we're going to have to let you go, but most of the people that go down there, are they locals or are they mostly from the States?
I think it's mostly from the States. It's become really popular in the bass industry to go down there just because it gives you the opportunity to catch the
Jason, let's get some contact information from you real quick, and we got to go.
Sure. Website is breakwatertours.com. Phone number is 805-98-2879.
Okay, and if you didn't catch that, get in touch with me and we'll fix you up. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We're going to be right back with you with John and the Grizz.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Brand new motor and boat with a bunch of fancy gear, Craig Sakes, you know, and lures. Every style, type, and size, if you think that'll help, you're in for a surprise, because money can't buy school. You know the guys and me, we can catch them at will against Shadrath. You ain't no match.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mike the Grizz. Hey, Mike, we're having a good time.
Yeah, we always do, John. You know that.
And let's see. We've been here, there, Mexico. Let's go back down to the Florida Keys, I think, in the Isla Morada. We have Kat on the line with us, and she's going to tell us what's happening this time of the year down there. Kat?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kat. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. You?
Great.
I'm enjoying the sunshine and the
Yeah, me too. 84 today. I'm sorry, 94 today here.
In La Paz?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's warmed up quite a bit.
Oh yeah, it's I got really bad sunburn yesterday.
Okay. Kat, first of all, give us a quick idea where you're located and what you do.
Okay, we're in Isla Morada, mile marker 84 in the Florida Keys. The sport fishing capital of the world. And it's a gorgeous Holiday Isle Resort and Marina. It's a beautiful resort that's got a little bit of everything: offshore fishing, backcountry fishing, tiki bars, you name it. You want to know what's biting right now?
Of course I do. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, we're having blackfin tuna, amberjack, mutton snapper, king mac, and we had a six-pack of sailfish caught yesterday.
Really?
And the mahi-mahi are starting to show up, and if you like tarpon fishing, they're just now showing up, which will be is a lot of fun. So.
Well, tarpon fishing for me is basically catching a big tarpon on a fly has got to be my first love.
I had one jump right up under the fuel dock today. Scared the heck out of me.
Oh, my God. Big one? After.
Yeah, it was a big one. He jumped out. He must have been 6 feet. Jumped right up. I don't know what he was going after, and flattened right down, and I had water all over the place.
Oh, man. What an experience.
Oh, they love to hang out under the fuel dock there, so that's really neat. So.
Yeah, I just love a tarpon. They're the Silver Kings. I don't know. They're one of the flashiest, nicest fish to catch.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. They are. They're so much fun. Such a sport fish to try and catch, too. I mean, they're jumpers and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, they put on a good show, acrobatics and everything. And the other good thing about them, I don't know anybody that kills them. Everybody releases them. So, I mean,
oh, yeah,
you know, it gives them a chance.
Yeah, no, they don't keep them.
Yeah, well, you got a real great place down there, don't you? I mean, you've got some good boats and good food and good everything going down there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of great restaurants in a five-mile radius, including here on at Isla Morada and Holiday Isle. Some of the top-notch restaurants in the Keys right here. So, and if you don't want to fish, you can always come to Bartender's Bash, which is going on in May.
What's
there's
that?
Bartender's. Well, they call it Hospitality Expo, a.k.a. Bartenders. Bartenders from all over the country, they come down here and they hold it at Holiday Isle, and they have a bartender skills contest and a bikini contest. That's May 9th and 10th.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, everybody's probably getting plastered that time of the year.
Yeah, can they all go hang out on a sandbar out there? There'll be 2,000 boats anchored out there at the sandbar.
My Lord.
Yeah, so after you get tired of fishing, you can always join the party.
Yeah, get drunk and watch girls in bikinis?
Oh, yeah, I guess, if you're into that.
Well, I mean, I'm a man and everything like that. You got to understand, Cap, but I'm really a fisherman.
No, I know. That's why they also call Isla Morada a quaint little drinking village with a fishing problem.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what they call us, so. Anyway.
Well, Kat, it sounds like this is from what you're describing, this is a great time of the year, but I also understand there's really no bad time.
No, there really isn't. Not down here.
Okay.
There's always something biting in the keys.
Okay. Well, Kat, give us some contact information, and thank you very much for all your help and taking us all the travel down to the Keys. You are located on Isla Morada, and your day job is?
I am dockmaster.
For?
For Holiday Isle Resort and Marina.
Okay, and that's...
And you can find us at www.holidayisle.com. And you can also check out our daily fishing report.
Fantastic.
On the blog right there.
Great. Kat, thank you very much for hanging around. We appreciate
take
it.
Take care, girl. Don't drink too much in May.
Okay.
I don't. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Kat. Hey, Grizz, let's kind of jump over a little bit to another mutual friend of ours in one of our favorite places of the world in Cabo San Lucas. Downtown in the marina in Cabo San Lucas is the Picante fleet. Yeah, so let's go visit with Mike for a few minutes and see if we can get an idea what's happening in Cabo and, you know, what it's like this time of the year to be down there.
All right, sounds great to me. And I kind of like Mike anyway. He's a good friend.
Okay.
I'll tell you, the weather is really spectacular now. We had that little bit of cold a couple of weeks ago, and now it's like winter's gone. We're up in the mid 70s, the high 70s, and it's just a slight breeze, and it's been beautiful. Can't say much more about it. We need more people down here because there's guys are ready to go fishing, and we'd like to see some people come down. You know, we are quite a ways from where the quote unquote trouble is happening in Mexico, so what. As you know, John, it's pretty safe down here.
I think that's definitely an understatement. And we get it's kind of frustrating because bad things do happen everywhere, and there's some bad things that have been happening in certain parts of Mexico. But it's, you know, when you talk about Baja and Baja Sur in particular, that really is non-existent, really is non-existent. There's, you know, some people go down there and act stupid, and they can, you know, you can get in trouble anywhere if you could go someplace and act stupid. But by and large, it's one of the safest places you can visit. And the people,
well, you know, guys, I travel up and down this coast all the time making the television shows. I don't even lock my truck up, leave the doors open, don't lock my house up at night, and I've not even had the slightest problem. So it's like you said, John, you keep your nose clean and stay out of the problem places, and you're going to have problems. If you look for problems, you're going to find them. I don't care where you are.
Well,
and
we're just talking to Florida Keys, Mike, and you know about the seasons, the different times of the year. You know, we're just kind of coming out of probably the slowest part. You know, I've been in Cabo in January and February and March, and had great fishing, but you know it's the odds of good days are fewer those months than they are in the fall. But right now you're still out there catching what marlin, and last week you were talking about tuna.
Yeah, last week was tuna. This week it seems the marlin fishing is starting to get a little better, and the water's been getting cold, so we're seeing lots of marlin, not always hooking up, but they've been seeing, almost daily, been seeing swordfish. And we had one brought in a couple days ago, and we got video of one today, and another guy saw another one today, so the colder water's slowing the marlin down. They're still catching them. They're still out there, but the swordfish are I've seen them standing on the surface.
Mike, things do go, and I know that you haven't been born and raised in Cabo San Lucas, but it seems in the last year or so there's more sightings and more about swordfish in years past.
Yeah, I think it has to do with that cold water, and also they say there's lots of squid now. With the cooler water, bringing a lot of squid in, and mm-hmm. That seems to be what everyone's saying is there's lots of squid in the... Those swordfish like to eat squid.
Well, you also mentioned something that's a key. You said something about seeing swordfish, but seeing them and hooking them are not one and the same.
No, but if you see them, you sure got a better chance because you know it's definitely that you know they're usually a little bit deeper, but they're out sunning now and adds a little excitement to the trip. And you know it's not always about catching fish; it's about the experience and. You know, we still got lots of whales. I was just at the beach the other day, and from the beach I saw a whale breach, and I saw another whale come completely out of the water and had whales right outside the breakers. They're just thick this year.
Wow. And what would they be this time of year, gray whales?
Yeah.
They're
mostly gray.
So they're, let's see.
Yeah, they're gray right now.
They would be, this time of the year, they'd be starting to head north again then?
Yeah, they're headed up this way, passing by and having their calves, and breeding and stuff up there in Lopez Marteo, San Carlos, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting. We seem to have a certain few spots where I've seen, every time I'm near these spots at the beach, you see whales. It's like they have favorite spots. It's got to be some good food out there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And warmer water where those currents come in and stuff like that. And then they're probably looking for you too, Mike. They want to say hi.
Yeah, that's right. You know, nothing like you have that little eyeball pop up there and right. winking at you. You know,
One of the things. Yeah, one of the things I really like about Cabo is the in your boats, you can go up the Sea of Cortez or out in the Pacific, and you've got some really nice fast boats that you can get anywhere you want to go in less than an hour.
Yeah, we got nice boats, and the guys, like I say, they'll go to the fish. If the fish are 40 miles out, they'll go out there. They're in communication with each other, and trying to help each other out. And when the times get tough with these guys, that's when these guys get the nose to the grindstone. It's amazing to see some days just not a lot of boats catching, and there's always a couple guys that just always know where to go.
Right. And, Grizz, up in La Paz, we haven't been able to get in touch with Gabriel from a report from the Baja Resort, but what's the fishing like up there right now?
Well, the fishing up here is absolutely incredible. We've got, like I told you earlier in the program, we've got pargo, or those big, giant snappers, and mutton snappers, up to 40 pounds, just actually coloring the top of the water. I mean, it looks like the Red Sea. It's so incredible. Then we've also got a lot of yellowtail coming in. Yesterday we caught yellowtail, 45, 50, 55-pound yellowtail.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, the fishing is awesome.
Hey,
there's
no
wind.
Grizz,
it was 92 degrees yesterday when I was out. The water's a little cold. It's 66.6 Fahrenheit right now. Well, it was yesterday. But it's just really good right now. Anybody wants to fish should be here right now.
Grizz, we're going to have to go. We're going to come into a hard break right now. But I have an idea. Why don't we put a trip together in La Paz in June? And we'll talk some more about that, maybe this show or a little bit later on. But you're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Mike and Cabo San Lucas and the Grizz in La Paz. We'll be right back with you.
Hurry up, woman. Getting young. Let's go.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Got a touch of them fisherman blues. I'm going fishing.
I'm going fishing.
Now let me tell you now, I don't care about the evening news.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. We have the Grizz from La Paz, and out of San Diego at the West Marine Superstore, we have Dan Hart. So we're having a fishing party. Dan, give us an idea of what's happening in your part of the world.
Hi, Dan. Hi, guys. Basically, we're still bottom fishing. We are waiting for sea bass because there are a squid around here. So everybody's got the itch to try to sea bass fish this spring after the spring we had last year.
So that's great. So the squid are up there with you.
Yeah, guys have been catching a few squid, using them for just brockfish bait at this point in time, but there is some squid around here, and guys are catching them. So we're looking forward to the sea bass showing up on those things at any time now. I have a couple more degrees of water temperature. I think we're going to be in there for that stuff.
What's your water temperature up there, Dan?
We're getting it fluctuating between 58 and 59. The fronts that went through here are probably going to knock that down a little bit, but there's a little weather going through here. But we'll wait and see after that, see what it comes to.
Yeah, we're at 66 down here at La Paz, and
yeah,
I haven't heard of anybody catching squid yet. That doesn't mean that they're not in. Everybody right now is going for the snapper.
I'm gonna check the number.
Yeah, up here, the sea bass aren't in up here, but there are. I definitely know the guys are catching some squid. The squid boats can't fish them yet. I think they got their quota, so they can't fish them yet. But the individual guys fishing them, just catching them with just regular, you know, those little 5-hook squid jigs have been doing okay, catching a few here and a few there.
Are there any size to them?
No, these are squid, so they're little guys. These are market squid. That's what we want, the little 5-6-inch stuff.
Oh, because we catch the 6-foot stuff here.
No, we don't want those guys up here. Those guys eat everything.
I don't want them down here either, but they come anyway.
Yeah. So we haven't had those here this year, and I'm happy to hear that because they eat the bait, they eat the rockfish, they eat anything they can catch their hands on, you know, their little arms on. But we're talking about market squid, the little stuff that we use for bait, for live bait, for yellowtail, sea bass, calicos, and pretty much everything that swims.
Okay, because when we talk about squid, we talk about those big boys.
Yeah, you don't get the little ones down there. We get them up here, and it is a godsend for us. We are so happy to see that we're getting good quantities of squid again. They've been gone for quite a few years, and they're back in La Jolla. They were back in La Jolla really good last year, and the year before a little bit, but the sea bass were on them great last year, and we had a great bite for that, and we're looking forward for another one this year.
Okay, anything else going on?
No, basically, I mean, rockfish is closed right now, so you got to go to Mexico to fish that. But the boats going down the line are catching good rockfish on the day-and-a-half to two-day trips, doing excellent down in Mexico for that stuff. There's sand bass fishing is pretty good in the bays, and there's a few halibut around. Guys working on fishing halibut in the bay and inshore are catching a fish here and a fish there, so that's not too bad either.
So it's kind of in a limbo right now. You got to go out to really catch a lot of fish.
Yeah, you got to go a long way south to catch a lot of fish. But this is a great time to do your boat work and get the things all ready to go. So when a bite does happen, you're ready to jump on it.
Yeah, and to come down to your store and start buying all the things that you need for all the year, because I'm sure you've got to have some really good sales on, don't you?
We have a sale going on right now. There's all kinds of stuff about the store going on. We got a great sale going on if you need a new floating handheld radio. One that's usually $170 is now $129. And this thing's
well, listen to that. You can say, what, $50 you can save?
Yeah, it's 40 off is what my radio is. For a handheld radio, it's a great deal. And it's
yeah, that sounds fantastic. And I'll tell you something, Dan. Everybody needs to have a radio. If you're going to go out there in a boat, you never know what could happen. And can you imagine being out there without communication and something, God forbid, something happens? But you need that. So, I mean, everybody that fishes should, and I don't care if you're talking about lakes, the ocean, the rivers, you should have some type of communication. So that sounds like a really good deal that people ought to just run in there and buy those.
Yeah, it's a good deal because what I do with mine is I carry my handheld as a backup in the boat, but when I'm using the trailer, I'm in the boat and my buddy's in the truck and he's got the handheld and I got the radio in the boat, so we can communicate between the truck and the boat also, and then he just walks back to the boat with the radio.
I do the same thing too, you know, when we're traveling, when I've got like my camera crews in one truck and I'm in the front truck or vice versa, we've always got communication. Hey, this guy's got to go to the bathroom, we got to get gas and stuff like that. So not only for fishing or for hunting, that's also a thing for hunting. You're up in a tree blind. You knock down a deer. Hey, guys, I knocked down a deer. Could you come over and help me get it out? I mean, you need communication, and we have it now. It's not like before, so people should use that.
Yeah, it works great. Yep, it's always good to be able to communicate.
Well,
sure
let's be a little careful. Those are marine frequency radios we're talking about, right?
Yeah, so I use them here on water or just communicating from the truck to the water. I don't use them inland, but you also can get radios for inland, too. And we carry those for personal communication. We have those in our electronics department also that are legal to use inland.
Okay. Well, I imagine you're getting people in there now, getting stocked up because the first is coming around where the rock fishing season opens off of California. And that's kind of the traditional. Of course, you know, we've got that big Fred Hall show coming up the 1st of March, which is kind of the unofficial kickoff of the fishing season. And usually that's a lot of times when the white sea bass start showing up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly. We kind of, when we're up there, we're all hanging out at the show. Somebody's down here catching sea bass when we're not looking.
Okay.
That's where it goes.
Well, why don't you go ahead and give us some quick information if somebody does want to find out about what's happening down there and they want to come in and get geared up. I'm sure that you'd be more than happy to take care of them. And even if they don't buy anything, you'll help them take care of what to do and where to go. So give us some information.
Absolutely. Well, come see Pete and I at 1250 Rosecrans right down by Shelter Island Drive. We're just a couple of blocks from the Sport Fishing Landing. We're on the way to the launch ramp in San Diego. You can call me at 619-225-8844 or westmarine.com.
Dan, again, thanks a lot for taking some time out of your schedule and helping us with that. We appreciate that. And
all right, you guys have a great show.
Thank you, Dan.
See you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? While we're on California, we're just going to keep moving across the water and go all the way to Hawaii. We have Carl on the line with us that is in Hawaii right now. Carl, give us an idea, you know, where you are and, you know, which island you're on, and give us an idea what's happening in Hawaii this time of the year.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, nice to be on with you guys. The sun is shining, the skies are blue, the seas are calm, and the water's warm. We got mahi-mahi fish, which is known as Dorado, ahi, yellowfin tuna, marlin, and that's blue, striped, and black. We got spearfish, and we got ono, which you guys call wahoo, and aku, the skipjack tuna. And everybody's out cruising around in their boats, and they're catching a lot of fish and having a great time. And we're sending this report live from Sea Life Park, Hawaii.
Carl,
yeah, I can hear a seal talking to us in the background there, Carl.
We're the home of Hawaii monk seals, green sea turtles, and the only wolfin in the world.
That's great, man. It sounds like heaven down there. Sounds like you got every kind of fish you want.
Sorry about the background noise. It's a busy place today.
That's no problem with us. We like to hear those seals out there hollering.
Carl, you mentioned wolfin. Can you explain that?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
You used a term. I think you said wolfin.
Yes, we have a wolfin, which is a hybrid from a false killer whale and a dolphin that were in that captivity, and accidentally nature took its course. And
I don't think it was an accident. I heard they've been planning it for a long time.
So we have the only wolfin in the world that you could see here at Sea Life Park, Hawaii.
Give us a little bit more information about Sea Life Park. Where is it located, and what all do you have there?
Sea Life Park is located on the island of Oahu. It overlooks the bluffs of the East Coast. It's beautiful. We have dolphin shows, sea lion shows, penguin shows available every day, all day. And then we have interactive programs where you actually get to swim with the dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's becoming more and more popular. You've seen that all over the world, and not just in Hawaii, but places like Las Vegas. And, you know, it's kind of a popular thing for some of the resorts. And it really is an interesting thing, especially for kids.
Oh, it's a fantastic program. We have 240 schools on Oahu, and all those schools from an educational perspective to come out and learn about the responsible use of our natural resources, ocean, marine mammals, come out on a weekly basis and take a tour of the park. So we have a great time doing that. And our animals here at the park, John, I got to tell you, they get better medical service than you and I.
Yeah. I bet that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is. As a matter of fact, I know somebody that specializes in marine mammals, and he flies all over the world. Because first of all, they have to keep those animals, especially the dolphins, healthy, because they're very expensive.
Oh, yes, they are. And they're on a special diet. They get fed multiple times a day, X amount of pounds of fish. They get vitamins. They get thistle milk, they get. It's remarkable that the care that goes into our marine mammals that we have here at Sea Life Park.
That's great. Well, Carl, we sure appreciate you taking the time there. You know, it's almost like, you know, we like to talk to captains that are on the boats with, you know, where the action is, but talking to you in the park, we can certainly tell where you are.
Aloha.
I sure like talking to you, Carl. You give me some... I learn some things every day I talk to you. You're doing a great job, and keep teaching in schools because, you know, the kids is the next generation.
Come on out and catch an ono.
Okay. Oh, no.
No.
An ono, a wahoo.
Wahoo, yeah.
Oh.
Wahoo, yeah. And by the way, ono is a Hawaiian word, which means?
Wahoo.
Just tell him you don't know, Carl. That's what I tell him. Yeah. I don't know.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's called
means
good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Ono is what people say here in Hawaii when they have a great meal or they have great
there you go.
Foods to eat.
That's what my wife tells to me all the time.
Okay. I know.
Okay. Carl, we appreciate that again coming back to visit with us, and we're going to be checking back in with you. Grizz, you can hang around here for a little bit because we're not finished talking to you yet, and we're going to come back out and maybe kind of get some ideas with what we got going on and maybe some trips that we got going on. So
that'd be great.
Stay tuned. This is John Hennigan and the Grizz on Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back with you.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Yeah, I can catch them shallow, I can catch them deep. Muddy water or the back of the creek. Wind and rain to me, it's all the same. I make a living playing this game. And I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. Online still with us is the Grizz.
I'm here.
Yeah, Grizz from all of Adventures South of the Border, which is adventuresouthoftheborderonline.com if you want some more information. And I know you've been awfully busy, and we got some stuff going on, putting some trips together, Grizz. And, you know, that sounded like a great idea to put a trip together to, is it El Salto? Is that the lake?
Yeah, El Salto, it's really great, John. I mean, I've been fishing there for 17 years, and almost every time I go there, I can probably say every time I go there, well, put 95%, I catch a bass over 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's some, you know, great fishing in a lot of places, but is it starting to get more pressure? Is it that big? Because I know that there's a lot of lakes that are in mainland Mexico that just the locals just never had any inclination to fish there because the only reason they fish is for food. But, you know, it seems like some of these more remote lakes and some of these great lakes are becoming more discovered.
Well, the thing out is, John, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Americans especially coming down there because they're going for that lunker. You know, to catch a bass over 10 pounds is like most fishermen's dream.
Yeah.
So they are getting a lot of pressure. However, it's a catch and release. I mean, I don't never heard of anyone ever killing a bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, with all the new replicas and stuff, you take a picture, take
there
the measurements,
go.
And
there
you
get
them in.
Yeah, you do that. Well, you know, let's see what happens if, yeah, we're not going to be cooking any bass, but let's see if we can go to Scott Lacey. I think he's got a recipe for us, and I'm not sure what it is. So let's find out, if you don't mind. Hey, Scott.
All right. This is a mustard and dill sauce. I put it on virtually any kind of fish. Stay with me because it's really quick. It's as fast to tell it as it is to do it in a food processor or blender. Put in 3 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of white wine vinegar, 1 big squeeze of lemon, some brown sugar. The sugar is going to add a little sweetness to that vinegar and lemon, which is going to be acidic. Some chopped up dill, a little salt. Run the food processor for about 30 seconds. While that motor's running, drizzle in about 3 tablespoons of olive oil in a very fine stream. That's going to emulsify the olive oil with the Dijon mustard and the vinegar. After that's all done, put it into a bowl and stir in about 1/3 cup of sour cream. So you're now going to have this creamy mustard dill sauce. If you wanted to make it a little spicy, throw in some red pepper flakes, a dash of Tabasco, maybe a little squeeze of lime right at the end. Great for dipping, great for spreading over fish. It's a mustard and dill sauce.
Wow. Hey, Grizz, I know that you like to cook, and that would be a pretty great thing to have in your arsenal in the kitchen.
Oh, man, it sounds great.
Yeah, and, you know, I like to cook, too, and I especially like simple things.
Well, that's because we're simple people, John.
Anyway, we're just about out of time, so let's go ahead and do a quick wrap-up and get some quick information. First of all, tell us a little bit about what the Grizz is up to.
Well, the Grizz, you know, right now is in fishing. We're making new shows for the Sportsman Channel. We're doing a lot of work on Facebook. If you want to look up me on Facebook, just look up Mike Ritz. And basically, that's all. I mean, you know, working with you, John, trying to put some trips together, going out scouting the areas. So when you bring your people down here, we got the best fishing, best hotels, best food that you can get.
Great. Also, you can go to, as we mentioned, you can go to Adventures South of the Border, which is ASOBOnline.com. And then make sure you tune in to webtalkradio.net. And you can listen to this show, previous shows, without most of the commercials, too.
Anyway, yeah, tell all your friends to do it.
There you go. Tell all your friends to do it. And we appreciate having that. And Mike, we appreciate having you on the air. Until next week, this is John Hennigan with Mike the Grizz on Fish Talk Radio. So thanks for tuning in.
You gone.